So welcome to Office Hours. This is your time to ask me questions about Resonate. I was going to be on Twitch today, which is what we're all trying to sort of make our way towards, or on Discord. And then instead of setting it up, I decided to take a nap on my couch and I woke up and I was late. I have like OBS open. I've got like Resonate assets downloaded. I've got like VRMs processing as well, because I need like I'm doing like trying to do at least VTuber stuff sort of. But you know, then I took a nap instead of actually it. So very, very useful. Right. So let's go ahead and get started. Maybe I'll have time to do these like admin docs I keep putting off at some point. It sort of ends up being like a broken. So questions, what the dog doing? The dog is currently playing this game where they put their hand in my hand and then they pull my hand towards them. They want to get on my lap. They are now on my Secondarily, we have a question from CompUser who says, is there any explanation behind 7? Yeah, absolutely. Your explanation is 7. Next question. Do we have additional questions? If not, maybe I'll continue on my journey of Twitch. I have a sort of question, I guess, from Poochball, who's got a screenshot of a session where I attached legs to 3D model of the guy from that dinosaur yee-me. Of course, Mr. Sox. So now we have a question from Mizzy. Mizzy says, I saw a video of the new Resonate Unity SDK, and it's really cool. And there's the amazing integration of Reso and Unity. But still got to ask rigid body physics. Not sure when rigid body physics is going to happen. We haven't made any announcements about what our next major focus is or anything like that. So, yeah. Seven says, what's the next on the agenda for Resonate updates? Well, I just answered that. So we're not ready to announce what's next for the updates. There's the no priority changes, etc. Poochball says, how high priority is the IK? The IK priority is 4 out of 23 divided by 2 plus 7 divided by 3 multiplied by the day of the week. In other words, ask like a better question, because I will answer it literally otherwise. Actually, IK doesn't necessarily mean full body tracking. There are two separate items there. There is reworking the IK, and then there is adjusting full body tracking related matters. Those do overlap, but there would probably be two sort of initiatives to do that that might be split. Hecko says, since folks suggest that the MMC world voting world be updated, perhaps have a competition of its own. Is that something you'd be open to, or actually the right person to talk about it? Yeah, I run the voting for the MMC. No, I don't really want to update it. The voting world, it's interesting because, like, it works. There are some, like, rough areas, but, like, it works. And then we come up with sort of ideas about, like, oh, we want to change things or make it look better or stuff like that. And I'm like, but it works. Like, I think it works fine. Anything that we would be doing design-wise would purely be design-wise, and I don't think it's needed. I saw someone say, like, hey, it's still got the old Neos UI, and I'm like, I thought we were past this. No one owns UI design. You can just, like, do stuff. So I'm limiting the updates to it to ones that are required for the competition. So I noticed that this year that there was a bug with the narrative category, so I'm looking into that one. We also still don't have locale keys for some of the voting messages. If you look at the bottom of the English locale file, you'll see like MMC voting strings. We put more in there for the additional categories. And yeah, I'm not really interested in changing it. There are other people who suggested, hey, let's put mute helper in it. And it's like, nope. If we needed mute helper, what I'd actually rather do is just mute everyone else. Like just completely remove voices from the entire world. It's meant to be a little bit uncomfortable in there, as are polling stations in reality, right? You don't go to a polling station in your local, like, school assembly room to have a chin wag. You go there to, like, put an X in a box and then go home and have a cup of tea. And that's the goal of the world. It's not to look pretty or be fancy. It's to just work. Moving forwards, Griffin says, what do you do on the Reso team? What's your role? I believe I've answered this several times in office hours, and more recently I've answered it in my Meet Prime video, which I'll link in the video description. I'll link in the chat, you know. But apparently RuneScape's raised prices. So I'll link that. But like in summary, like a little bit of everything. Mizzy says, on a more serious note, I haven't messed up with the SDK yet. But how does it work, or can it work in multiple? Okay, so how it works is that you link a Unity editor window, like scene, with a Resonate session using Resonate link, and the Unity SDK does the sort of translation between Unity land and Resonate land for you. You can edit a Resonate world in the Unity SDK in multiplayer, but only one user can be in charge of the Unity-related matters. You can see this in a couple of the devlog videos that Fruits has posted, where other users are in the world whilst in Unity. I've lost my place. Give me a second. So yeah, just one user there. Someone else asked somewhere. Oh yeah, Euphoria asked, will Resonate Link be available to non-hosts in the future? I don't predict so without the onset of some improvements to permissions. It gives you like higher than admin level control over the world. Mizzy, this happens a lot with like features we launch where we get people using them in ways that we don't expect, and that's absolutely fine. But for D&D, the DM should be in Resonate as well. The DM should have like a little fake like rectangle in front of them, which is, you know, their like DM cave with their like paperwork inside it. And they can just like move around like city blocks and trees and sewers and monsters in Resonate using their hands. Something I actually really want to see is a D&D session where the dungeon master is like giant sized, right? And the players just exist on the table. And so then every single time, like, it's the dungeon's turn or the dungeon master's turn, whatever the terminology is, this big, colossus, like, DM just goes, like, a wild dragon appears, and they pop down like a statue of a dragon in front of you. And then they push, like, a air horn button that they've got, and it's like, beep! And then there's a fart noise. It's like, the dragon appeared, yeah? That is what you should be thinking about for Dungeons & Dragons inside Resonate. Not, I'm the DM. I am feeble. I am going to be in Unity in desktop mode. You can even have, like, you know, like a little stage, right? So if there's, like, a conversation or an encounter, everyone has to go to the stage. And it's a spectacle. What's that? There's actually a VR game which does something similar to that. Dungeon VR game. Yeah, apparently there's too many, so YouTube actually won't help. But there's one I'm thinking of. Oh, screw tabletop sim. Like, when we were Resonate, we're talking like, hi guys, like, this isn't even a table. Like, this is like actually a dungeon, and I'm like putting stuff in it. Yeah, Demio. I didn't know that they'd made a second one called Demio Battle, because it was Demio that I'm referring to, which apparently I already own. You know, there we go. Having said this, don't stop me from you running your D&D using Resonate Link, but like, think bigger. You want to think even bigger? What about having a live audience? You want to think even bigger? What about a live audience and stream it to Twitch? Want to think even bigger? Live audience, stream it to Twitch and record it, shove it in YouTube, get a Netflix deal, D&D Adventures and VR and D&D thingamabobby, launch it now. And you're like, oh, they wouldn't do that. And it's like, they did a D&D movie, guys. Like, D&D is mainstream now. Yeah, make a bunch of money, buy Netflix stock, sell Netflix to a toilet paper company, ride off into the sunset, Resonate. Okay, moving onwards from Demio. Services, disconnect or whichever one you would want. I have no opinion. Seven says, will Resonate Link SDK go both ways in future, like Resonate to Unity, vice versa, with the real-time both ways? No. We have no interest in, like, making a Unity product, we say, having launched the Unity SDK. We want to get stuff out of Unity and away from Unity, not back into Unity. Euphoria says, is there currently a way to fetch a list of all uploaded worlds in-game? Yeah, absolutely. So go to my public folder, like, rummage around, or maybe it's in the Resonate Essentials folder, I don't know. You'll find an exported world browser, because the world browser is just a facet. So you can run the world browser in world space, and then you can just like play around with the components there. That's how the original like worlds you're in facet was created, was just modifying the world browser in world space. So go ahead and do that. There is a data feed that you can use as well, which might be slightly better depending on your requirements, but I believe that there is sort of a technical limitation with the world's data feed currently. I have read the GitHub issue for that like 5 or 6 times, because it's one that Ravi opened and I wanted to kind of fix it to help Ravi out. because it was marked as a blocker for having the official Lords of Rin facet. And bear in mind, I made the original like years ago, and now we're trying to make an official one. I was like, hell yeah, I should have blocked that. So I read the Garb issue that Ravy made about 4, 5, 6 times, and I don't remember understanding any of it. So I need to read it again. Just one of those issues where you keep reading it, and you're like, yeah, those are words. And you get distracted, and you have to do something else. It's like, no, I mean, those are words. Those are words. All right, moving forwards. Punchable says, have you heard of the Project Basis? I have heard of Basis. I've been over to Basis. I wish them all their luck. No, Basis isn't the one I went. I went to Banter. Sorry, they've got the same, like, B. I haven't been over to Basis yet. No, I've heard of Basis. I've seen Basis. I've read some of their code. Cool. All the best to the Basis are working on Seats. Hell yeah. Yeah, I kind of unfortunately have to stop looking at Basis now. I'm just going to get like sad and that'll be unproductive. They're doing very well with player counts, like very, very well with player counts. And we aren't. So it's like, I mean like concurrent users in one single session. I'm sure their like users over time graph is very much like ours. Has it been added to like the, you know, the like big chart thing that people spawn out? Has Basis been added? If it hasn't, it should be, but I wish them well. Let's move forwards to Pooch has a second half of their question. I've heard a rumor that Resonaut is partnering with the creator of the Poem Shitter. No, not at all. Probably never. Not through any ill intent or like issue. It's just it's unsuitable for our use cases to allow that kind of shader anywhere near us. Primarily because we're moving away from Unity, but secondarily just because of how complicated. Moving 44 is asking for me to link the data feed issue. Absolutely, I'll go ahead and find it for you. And 7 is asking about custom shaders with the Unity SDK. No, there are no changes on custom shaders at all in regards to the Unity SDK. There are some tools to make converting Unity materials and shaders into Resonaut materials and shaders easier, but that does not include custom shaders. Is a like a shift, like a conversion. Or for Ryuvi. Here it is. So the Ryuvi data feed issue is 3804. Like I said, I've read it like 3 or 4 times. And I don't. Going back to D&D just for a second. If you're interested in sort of like thematic and event-based storytelling, narrative, board game, stuff like that, we do periodically stream on our Twitch channel, Fruks taking part in Blood in the Clock Tower in VR, and you can see how that works. If he says, will more default items receive tags in the future, i.e. world orbs, finger photos, etc.? Depends what you mean by tags, and depends what you want to use them for. Where am I? Poochpool says, probably playing plushie when? It would probably have to be with one of those like crowdfunded plushie places, and I've heard a couple of those like need to be looked into carefully or something. So like, I don't know, probably a year or two for that kind of thing. I'm alive. I don't see questions. I'm just kind of sitting here in silence, waiting for more questions. Drevik says, how do we possess your soul? I have no idea. Try your best. It probably won't work. Poochpool says, will Resonaut be implementing kernel-level anti-cheat in the future? We are not a competitive game, nor do we have competitive game plans. So, no. So you have some use cases for the tagging that they're talking about. Yeah, tags wouldn't be the solve there. Things like component access, right? So you'd just be like, get component in children world orb. Oh, look, it's a world orb. And same thing from a photo metadata. You'd be able to query that with component access as well. CompUser says, do you know if it's possible to get 4D geometry like what's in the game 4D Golf? Probably. Usually need like custom shaders for that kind of sort of setup. You might be able to do like analogs and stuff. I'm not actually familiar with 4D Golf, but I have seen other sort of Twitch and YouTube and TikToks of 4D related games. Usually what they do is they just move one of the dimensions that you have, and usually in your control, they move to like a different button. So in one of the 4D games I saw, it was like you can add like a slice of the environment, right? And so you like by scrubbing through the fourth dimension, you can get a different slice of the environment. And it was a good game. Having said that, that's called walking, where you move yourself along a dimension and you see new things. That's called walking. So they like put walking, removed it from the game and put it on another button and called it 4D. And it still is a good game, but like that's usually the way I see it. Maybe 4D goal. Yeah, they've done just time. I can see in this sort of screenshot video hover thing that it's just three-dimensional geometry put through like a kaleidoscope, basically, of time. Looks like Vinny has played 4D golf. I'll add that to my watch later. Oh, no, just joking, I won't, because my watch later is full. But yeah, the only reason why we have kernel-level anti-cheat in all of these games and stuff is because you guys wouldn't stop cheating. I don't mean, like, you particularly or anyone here. It's just, like, that, like, people playing the game wouldn't stop cheating, and money started being put on the line for the game. And so there you go. The alternative to, like, kernel-level anti-cheat when it comes to sort of cheating and stuff like that is, like, a separate machine. Like, you know, this is my League of Legends machine to, like, make sure I don't cheat on League of Legends. Every, like, couple of months, I have to take it to, like, League of Legends HQ, where they, like, unpadlock it and, like, do updates and then give it back to me padlocked, and I can't edit it. If you're wondering if something like that actually does happen, absolutely. Look into the practice of using what's called a secure access workstation in computer stuff. At Microsoft, they were called SOARs, secure access one, and they were just, if you looked at like internal Microsoft SOAR incorrectly, it would go like, all right, cool, you gotta rebuild me. They're like the scariest machines ever because their single job of a SOAR is to make it more difficult to do your job. Is World Data Feed capable of providing all publicly uploaded worlds regardless of being hosted or not? Should be, yeah. World Data Feed is like where we'll eventually move the world browser to. Everything's going towards data feeds. So the goal is that the world browser will be powered by the World Data Feed. So if you can't do something on the World Data Feed, it's also our problem. And then you guys have found, I believe you guys have found the bug that I'm referring to with the world's data feed. I've got to read the world data feed bug again. Yeah, I don't know. That's why I keep getting confused by that particular issue. Do we have any additional questions or I'll start winding things down here? I'll do some Terraform state. Poochball says, when I first played Resonite, I thought the VR chat issue of most people being in private instances would be less due to the smaller community and less trolls, but it seems to be around the same in most people being in private roles. Is there any reason for this? There's a variety of reasons for this, none of which are like a problem whilst also being a problem at the same time, right? So I don't want anyone who is in private worlds to feel like they're doing anything wrong or problematic, but at the same time, like, we should try and fix the problem, right? So it's an interesting sort of like juxtaposition. It's like, hey, if you're doing it, you're fine, but if you would like to host more public sessions, then yeah, I'd be interested in that. At metrics.resonite.com, you will see a bunch of metrics and alerting and stuff like that. One of the ones that you'll see, which I always find interesting, is ratio of sessions to users, which is how many sessions exist per user. It always is above one. And what that means is there are more sessions than users in most cases. Not by much, right? Because we're at like between one and two, we're not at two. To improve that situation, we're going to need things like better permission systems, see the GitHub issue for that. The license component and updates, see the issue for that. Better tooling for moderators and stuff like that. We've got GitHub issues for that. That will increase the safety of being in public worlds. But one of the problems that we have that's larger than all the other ones that we face as well is that, like, we have a bunch of like reasons why you might be getting onto. The reason that you get onto VRChat are largely to socialize, but getting into Resonite, like, hey, maybe you actually do want to build something. So for that case, a private world makes absolutely logical sense. Yeah, 66% of users are not accessible. Wait, so is any upcoming components you're excited about making or having made? I'm like environment variable soup right now. You got like the headless login, you got the proxy, you got the cache folders, you got some log flushing stuff. If you want to know why I'm needing it, it's because of the insanity that I'm going through trying to get a headless working in Azure without any human intervention. Like, I know that you and everyone here can like run a headless. But, you know, if I give you a Linux machine or a Windows machine, I'm sure you can stand up a headless. But can you stand up a headless from zero to it running without human intervention? Because here's a lovely diagram about how I'm doing that. I'm currently having issues because the VM that I'm running Flatcar Linux on needs an IP address that I can reach. But the only IP addresses that I can reach have to be within the corporate assigned address space. And they didn't give me much headroom, like at all. And if you make subnets within the virtual networking scheme of Azure, it steals a bunch of those addresses in ways that I really do not understand. So we have, and I'll have to like sort of anonymize this a bit by just randomly changing some digits, but I don't know which ones I can change, so I'm just going to change the first two and hope I don't accidentally leak our client's like IP address range. Tell you what, we'll just do obviously incorrect things. So if you guys know CIDR notation well, I have changed the first two octets, but the last two are the same because I believe they relate to the forward slash bit. But that's the address space I've got, not a lot. it's just to like very clearly tell you like this isn't valid, you know? Interestingly enough, Terraform, it turns out, has a method or function member call, whatever the hell you want to call it. Here it is. It's in Terraform and it's called CIDR subnet. And so we take that clearly invalid address and we split it up into that. And it means that we get two subnets that both have three usable IP addresses in them. Three, and only three. Added to this, if you make changes to subnets or networking after deploying like VMs or services to those subnets, you can't edit the subnet until you remove the VMs from the subnet. Which of course I could do using Terraform, but that would actually cause them to just be recreated because that's what Terraform does, right? It just goes like, oh, that's wrong. I'll just remake it. Which means it would like delete stuff. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to delete anything. I just want you to edit the subnet. I'm like, well, we can't do that. And I'm like, well, I can do it in the Azure portal. So what I've done is I've edited things in the Azure portal to be correct. And then I run it through Terraform and Terraform says, you've touched the Azure state without telling me. I'm going to throw a hissy fit. And then I have to write like incredibly long commands that are essentially like Terraform import the resource name in Terraform and then like a URL to like where it exists in. We currently using Azure for both this corporate installation and the regular one that you guys use. We will eventually have to support other cloud providers if we continue with our corporate ambition. Red says, when are we swapping to random shed in Florida services, which is what community member uses? Never. I mean, headless might get like easier to host at some point. The gap for like getting you guys like an official headless image for Docker that doesn't require Steam is I've got to like figure out security because we still need the headless code and also making sure it syncs up with like Frux's process, which like, yeah, I can't really do that. Poochable says, does Resonite want to go corporate beyond shareholders like VRChat? Hope not. We already have shareholders. And we will be doing that at some point, but not in the same way as VRChat. Like, there is no way to not have a company and not have, like, shareholders and corporate stuff. Like, it's a regular part of running a company. We're actually going through a share update right now, and that's cool. I don't know what Valve does, like, share-wise. So there's... I'm going to get this wrong because I'm not a financial guy at all or anything like that, but it's very, very, very normal... almost sort of required, depending on how big, for a company to end up with what's called a board of directors. The directors are in charge of the company's best interest and the best interest of the shareholders. I know that usually turns into like an absolute madness of like corporate greed, but it isn't the corporate board that do that, like the structure, it's the people on the board. There's actually an interview with like the Blizzard guy, which kind of like, people don't know who I mean, the Blizzard guy that was in an interview recently. Kaplan, yeah. Now, it is a 5-hour video, so, like, using what I'm going to call convenient abridging, here's a reaction video of XQC reacting to the exact 3 minutes and 46 seconds of the 5-hour video that I would like you to watch at some point. So you don't need to watch the entire 5 hours, you can just watch XQC. Actually, you don't need to watch XQC because he doesn't speak English, so you just like just tune him out. For those unaware, he does speak English, he just speaks very, very fast and not a lot of people can understand him. So we already do have shareholders, myself included. You can check our commercial register to figure out who our other shareholders are, but like it's not something we can avoid. Like, even if we had zero shareholders, we would have one shareholder and it would be free. Poochable says, do the shareholders of Rezu want to paywall everything like VRChat? No. The only way that would happen is if, like, the board of directors or shareholders, whatever, ended up with like more than 50% of our voting shares. At that point, they would start to be able to influence things the way that they wanted. Currently, Fruks has enough voting shares to overrule anyone on any silly idea. Yeah, Fruks has, you can actually, like, literally, this is all publicly available information, so go look at it if you don't believe me. There's Class A, B, and C shares, and I don't remember the difference between A and C, but I do reference the difference between B, A, and C. So B is, like, our decision-making shares. They have, like, what are called votes, voting power in them. Fruks has, like, 90+% of those, and most of the team have got sort of between 0 and 1% voting shares. And it's not board. This is like shareholder voting. It's slightly different. And so occasionally we do have things that need shareholder votes. And even though Fruks overpowers any voting with Fruks's individual decision, we do it formally as a vote. And the reason behind that is because Fruks waits till last, right? So he has the decision-making power, of course, but like, let's say like greater than like half the employees say no to something, Fruks is going to be like, ah, going to look shitty if I say no to this. But they're still allowed to, of course. So I guess a TLDR with that would be, is the only way what is revealed in that 3-minute XQC clip would happen to Resonite is if Fruks wanted it to happen. So place all your trust, hopefully not too much, don't burn out the guy. Place all your trust into Fruks, and if you don't want to place it all into Fruks, the team members that have 1% as well are a sounding board for Fruks to make decisions. Oh, and if I was in Jeff Kaplan's place, I would have done the exact same thing he did. I don't want to put words in either of their mouths, like either the executive above him or Kaplan's like mouth, but it's almost to the point of like, the conversation basically was, hi Kaplan, please do something immoral, or we're going to do something even more immoral. And Kaplan's choice was, I resign, which is you know, sometimes the best move. There's also a really, really relevant Mike Oldfield song here called Far Above the Clouds. Mike Oldfield does a lot of sort of orchestral music, thematic songs, etc. Far Above the Clouds consists of lyrics about sort of, at some point through it, a man picks up his bag of secrets and disappears above the mountaintops, far above the clouds, where no one will ever see him again. That's what Kaplan did. Kaplan was like, nope, I ain't doing that. Picked up his secrets, and he just went off up the mountain. One of the other things that we've got for like our, to our credit, and it sounds really weird, it's also something that's really easy to fix, but like, they have to own the company first, is people don't, like, the greedy types, the corporate greedy types, they don't really want to own European countries. Companies. They don't want to own European companies. It's usually because like Europe's kind of better in protection laws, you know, all sorts of laws, etc. So, you know, difficult to do. Exactly. Yeah. Things like the GDPR and our commitment to not sell data to you, like other people, is like very important. So a good example here is we're running some YouTube ads right now, and we had to like figure out like, how do we want to track these? And we have this issue whereby we can't really do that unless we start spying on you. And if we start spying on you, we're going to have to contract with third parties like Google Analytics and stuff like that. And if we do that, then we'll need to update our privacy policy and see if it complies with GDPR. Like, it's just like, what do we do? So our Google ad links to Steam, and Steam has inbuilt tracking that we can take a look at. But it's like surface level. It's basically like, you came to Steam from our advert. That's it. And we actually lose the linkage there. By the time you've like downloaded Resonite, launched it, logged in, we have no idea who you are. Like, we have no idea where you came. Something we're considering to kind of sort of mitigate that a little bit is very similar to the Fortnite Creator Code program, whereby, let's say you're making content for Resonite, maybe you are one of our sponsored content creators, or you're just a content creator generally, we might open it up to everyone. You can share a code with people. You know, maybe it'll be like Griffin Phillips 4. Or whatever Griffin wants the creator code to be. And then when you register a Resonite account, if you put in that code, maybe we'll give you like a little bit more storage or some other incentive. And what that lets us do is say like, hey, like 100 people registered using Griffin's creator code. What's Griffin doing? We gotta do it. Poochball says, a friend sent me this and said Resonite is sharing data. No. There's lots of conversation in here, But one of the things that you need to remember is that Prime wrote a humongous response to it, which you can read in this direct link here, which talks about exactly why all parts of the privacy policy exist and may say that, including a changelog where I removed some of the ambiguity and quoting, including issues around the language around selling to remove the ambiguity here. I haven't caught up with, I need to reread the post that was made on May 19th last year. I did respond to it, but like I don't remember this post being here. And the reason I don't remember it is because it's got like VRM pictures halfway through it. But the point is, if you read that issue top to bottom and you get to the bottom of it with like the knowledge that we are selling data, then I don't really know how. Read the entire thing. And if you've got an issue, like feel free to comment on there. The reason why it's still open is because we want to take a look at like, we want to take a look at doing it, but it's also like kind of really expensive and time consuming. So yeah, create a code. And again, those work out well because like you, the user, are in charge, right? If you want to register an account with Griffin's credit code, go for it. If you don't want to register an account with Griffin's credit code, go for it. Like Griffin won't get a kickback. We won't know that you've come from Griffin's place and, you know, it'll be fine. But that might make Griffin sad. It'll give something. We're not sure. Like we could go as far as like, you know, if you're a certain kind of creator and don't, like, don't come back to other people's office hours and be like, I heard a rumor you were going to do this. This is an idea, okay? It's not a rumor. It's an idea. Like, say you put in Griffin's creator code, and then Griffin becomes, like, you know, the biggest creator code user on the planet. Maybe we give Griffin users a badge. And so it would be like, hey, you register with Griffin's creator code. Because Griffin's doing us a solid, you get a badge. And then, like, can you imagine it? Like, Griffin on his YouTube videos will be like, yo, it's the Griffin army. Show your Griffin support with your Griffin badge by using Griffin and when registering a resident account. And you get this cool picture above your name badge. Join the Griffin army today. It isn't an evil idea. It's actually perfectly fine. Particularly when we go into like profiles rather than badges above the nameplate. Because that'd be easy to chuck on there. You know, it's like, hey, this guy registered using Griffin's creator code. What's up, Griffin Army? Today, we're going to take a look at the latest memes. Yeah, I'm still going. I don't really know why. If you've got questions, go for it. I'll keep going for another couple of minutes. I'm just going to sat here, and we're like, we're making Griffin into like a big content creator accidentally. You know, then we could pull a report, and it'd be like, which creator tags have been used a lot this month? We'll figure you out, Red. We'll figure you out. You won't be able to get it. We'll figure it out. Frix has said he might look at the possibility of doing that soon. I have to use so many, like, magic spells just so you guys don't get, like, the wrong idea. Maybe I should just stop. No more magic spells. I'm just going to say things. You misquote me and everything like that. It's on you. All right. With that, I do believe that we're out of questions, and I will go ahead and wind things down. Yeah. Speak soon, guys. Remember, tell your friends about the Griffin creator code.